Most of us who visit Ladakh for the first time have a bittersweet experience, which was the case with Neil as well. His struggles with the motorcycle, long hours of off-road riding, a nasty crash giving him a sprained ankle, his unhindered determination to still keep riding, all of it make for a story worth listening to. Enjoy the first of many of our upcoming adventure chronicles for endless inspiration to get on the bike and set out to create your own stories.
It's a very infamous story that I have. So listeners, that would be my best experience. So this was basically 12 days of me riding up north in the Himalayas. Not exactly the Himalayas, but so the trip started out in Chandigarh, and we rode all the way to Ladakh. So this is a 12-day trip, and I was riding the very newly launched BMW G310 GS, and so that ride was eventful right from the start. You know, the moment I found the starter, I had this feeling that I knew this is not going to be a very normal kind of ride. So as soon as I found the starter, you know, they had this flag off, showcase it on social media and stuff like that. So they have this flag off. I thumb the starter, and I don't know if you have ridden the earlier 310 GS, but it had this very
characterful.
Yes, very, very. It was very characterful and stall. Yeah. So as soon as I thumb the starter, you know, these guys are like waiting for me to like gun it and, you know, get out of the showroom in all, you know, the heroic fashion, and I just stall right in front of the camera. And you know, that is when I know, you know, this trip is going to be like, it's going to be epic. So halfway through, we have not even reached Manali, I am already having issues with the bike. Yeah, it's not only the throttle, it is the clutch. As soon as the bike started getting hot, the clutch started getting heavy. So much so that I was literally stomping down on the clutch lead. It was that bad. And since the bike was new, these guys did not have any idea as to what was happening. And they did not experience that before, the mechanics. So halfway through, we stopped at this dhaba. I went up to the mechanic. I'm like, dude, this is the thing. It's not even like 200 kilometers and I'm already having such issues. We've got like around 3000 kilometers more to go. You know, we had to ride to Ladakh and back. So this guy's like, fine, I'll check it out. He goes, he rides around and he comes back, and I'm like anticipating that he's going to tell me, okay, this is the problem. He's like,
no problems.
Yeah. He's like, no, this is fine. I'm like, what, is my leg like mechanical or something? I mean, am I not able to even like, oh, am I a journalist? You know, so this other experienced guy, he rode the motorcycle, he knew that, you know, the clutch was getting hot. So anyway, they fixed that temporarily. By the time I reached Manali, you know, I had mental health issues because the clutch had screwed over all over. Oh my god, yeah, it was a very bad experience. But as soon as you reach the mountains, you see that view.
Yeah.
All of that, it just fades away. I mean, you have ridden there recently. I think you rode the Himalayan there. You know, you rented it out.
I rode it in Kasol.
Okay.
Kasol to Manali and that.
I'm pretty sure the views are similar.
Or they are different.
So
in their own ways.
I'm guessing that's because Manali and southern, to say, are more touristy.
Yeah.
You know, it's very accessible to people from Delhi and stuff like that. So, but you know, for me, I mean, I had never been to that place. So it was very new, you know, all of that greenery, that cold wind, it was very new for me. So all of that faded away. And, you know, through the trip, you know, after 4 or 5 days, looking at the fountains, there was this, it was not always positive. So after four, I think after the fifth day, if I'm not wrong, I was kind of bored of seeing that view. So it's really mountains, just mountains, and some kind of greenery. And up till that point, we did not get any rain, or, you know, it was good weather all through. But the best part of that ride, you know, the thing or the part that was very memorable was me riding the off-road section. So as we got closer to Ladakh, there was a very big scarcity of roads. You know, the roads are not that great and stuff like that. So there was a section, I am not very sure which place was that, but so we were accompanied by 1200 GSs, you know, there's the S1000RR also, which I told you about. So even that was, that played a very huge part of the experience, actually. But yeah, so, and I was on the 310 GS, you know, at that point, it was the bike that all of these big bike owners, they looked down upon it. That was kind of like the black sheep of the BMW lineup. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. And there were only two such bikes in that group. So
there were two sport bikes.
Two such bikes. Two GSs. 310s.
Okay. Yeah. 310s.
So so there was a lead rider and there was a sweep. I was just behind the lead rider, you know. We were gunning it and I'm pretty
lead
sure
lead rider was riding the 1250.
Yes, 1200 at that point. So he was gunning it, I'm pretty sure he saw me in the mirror, and you know, You enjoy that chase.
Yeah.
At least for me, I like being chased because I feel the competitive spirit. So he saw me in the mirror. I think we gunned it to our max potential. You know, off road. I was pretty much a noob at riding off road at that point. But we were having the time of our lives. We were so much into it, so much into riding. I didn't pay a lot of attention to, you know, the surroundings and stuff like that, but it was damn crazy, man. I mean, that experience was something outwardly, you know. Up to the point we reached Ladakh, on the way actually we took this route which has been abandoned for a lot of a couple of years or something like that, and the entire route there's not even you know, like a sprinkle of tarmac. There's absolutely no tarmac at all. So it's completely off-road. And again, obviously we are gunning it over there also. And there's this hump, and I cannot see on the other side of it.
Okay.
And I jumped the bike over. And I was not able to get a footing. Hit a rock, the bike was on me. I'm just lying there. And that is kind of a very normal sight in such areas, you know, off-roading. But the thing was, the place where I fell down was right where the landing site was. So if another bike jumped off that place, that is the exact place he would land. And I was there, stuck under the bike, looking into the sky, hoping that no one jumped off that and landed on me. And
so
thankfully,
the oncoming person wouldn't have noticed.
No, he wouldn't. You couldn't see across the.
Okay.
So thankfully, the guy who was behind me, considerable distance, he was slow. So he stopped. He got the bike off. I had a broken ankle, but you know, in the rush of adrenaline, I was like, dude, I need to get to Kharbhula somehow. You know, I had a broken ankle, I had a sprained ankle actually, I don't know, broken. You know, you kind of understand your abilities, not only as a rider, but at that point, exactly, you know, you understand how much you are actually capable of, and how much you can achieve if you are willing to. So I, even in that cold, so Kharbhula is pretty cold. It's colder than so you need to, I think it's around, if I'm not wrong, around 70 to 80 kilometers up north. So it's pretty cold, and with that sprained ankle, you know, it kind of gets a little, kind of starts burning. You know, it's a burning sensation. But I fought through it all because I wanted to get there, and I don't think I'll be able to forget that experience. You know, the whole 12 days of riding in the mountains, that bike probably was something different. So
sounds like it was a proper test of the man and the machine.
Yes, yes. The other ride, now that we are on the topic, would be the Harley ride in Spain.
Oh yeah.
It's insane.
No match. Roads.
So, as you said, you know, we were also, for a very brief while, we were riding parallel to the coast.
Mm.
And we were riding, I think I was, if I'm not wrong, so we rode like a couple of bikes. It was not only one bike.
You were riding some bobber, I guess.
No, so we had actually gone there to ride the lowrider, as which was bound to be launched in India. But they also had, I was riding the Heritage Classic. You know, it's a proper touring motorcycle.
Mm.
Oh, that is the kind of place that you'd want to ride a Harley.
Mm, yeah.
Like personally, I wouldn't want to ride such a Harley, like the Heritage Classic at least in India.
Yeah.
You're bound to get stuck in traffic, you know, regardless of what you say.
The roads and exactly. The traffic.
Yeah. So
the weather.
So, those are the roads which you would want to ride Harley on. Although this podcast, you know, it makes me want to ponder over which bike would I call the best, or at least the best experience.
Or do you want to do this in the second part of the?
Oh,
so how would that be?
Yes, yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I really want to ponder over that, because this is a very good question. You know, this is a question. I get very often, but I'm always so clueless about it, because probably, you know, bikes are getting so much, so much better. There's very few, because at least the premium bikes, there are very few things that you would actually complain about, like completely, like I do not like this bike, is very rare now.
Mm.
So, you know, pointing a finger on the bike that you like the best would be a little tricky, but I want to get back to you.
But you know, whenever we have a conversation about bikes, and there's always a list of bikes that are there
exactly
in the conversation, and for most of them we always say, wow, that bike is amazing. Mm. Oh, even this bike was amazing.
Mm.
But as you said, it's really difficult to, you know, pick that one bike which was the best.
Yeah,
I have one in my mind which I will tell your listeners in the next episode.
Okay.
I think you should also, I mean, that won't work that, oh, there are multiple bikes. You'll have to have one bike.
Of course, of course. Yeah.
And about that bike, we'll talk extensively.
Sure.
Alright, listeners, that was it about for this episode. We hope you'll be anticipating the next episode as well. And this was as interesting for you as it was for us. So stay tuned to Bike Wale. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you have any suggestions, do write into us at podcast@bikewale.com.